Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening. We do thank our God that He has enabled us to have this radio program and to present the Word of God through this venue. We do want to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So we invite you to come to all these services. And I know that if you're looking for a place where you can worship God in spirit and in truth, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. If you want to check us out on the internet, you can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's all one word, independencebaptist.org. And you'll find many articles that's been written there. There's lots of audio messages that's been preached and from the pulpit of Independence Baptist Church. And you can check us out on the internet, and we invite you to do so. And if you want to contact us, the contact information is there on the website. Or you can call us at the church number. That's 636-673-2180. We'll be glad to talk with you about anything that we can help you with as far as any kind of spiritual blessings are concerned. And I know today that there's a lot of folks that are looking for a place to go to church. And sometimes people are not satisfied with where they go. Independence Baptist Church is a traditional Baptist church. By that we mean that we believe what the Bible says. We use the King James Bible without any apology at all. And there's a reason that we use it. We have congregational singing from a songbook at Independence Baptist Church. And we believe in singing scriptural songs, not the courses that go on and on and on and on with hardly any meaning at all. We believe in glorifying and worshiping God. So if you're looking for a kind of church that practices what the Bible says, you can find it at the Independence Baptist Church. That's 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. Some of the things that we believe in the Bible that are taught, that we preach it all the time. We believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God, the King James Bible. We believe in the true God, that is Jehovah. We believe in the creation, a six-day creation. We believe in the fall of man into sin, and that the condition of this world is not God's fault, it's men's fault. We believe there is a way of salvation, that is through Jesus Christ and the blood that He shed on the cross of Calvary. We believe in justification by faith. We believe that salvation is free to all who would come. We also believe that it is God's grace that allows people to be saved, that God has a purpose in salvation, and that sanctification is of the spirit, the soul, and the body. We believe in the preservation of the saints. That is, that God is the one that keeps folks saved. We also believe that saved people ought to live the way God wants them to live. We believe in scriptural baptism and the Lord's Supper and the Christian Sabbath and the civil government. We believe in all those things, and we invite you to come and see for yourself those things that are preached and practiced at the Independence Baptist Church. Listen, if you're looking for a church where you can worship God in spirit and in truth, then we invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. The past few Sunday mornings, we've been preaching concerning the local church, and we've been using the Bible to prove that Jesus Christ organized His kind of church during His personal ministry. Now, that those messages might have been brand new to you, but we're not going to stop with the ones that we've preached. We want to continue in those thoughts, bringing out this point, that the church did not start on the day of Pentecost. Wow, now that's a brand new thought to some folks, but it's an old thought in the Bible. The church does not start on the day of Pentecost. And we've shown you in the previous lessons that we've given that Jesus Christ started His church before the day of Pentecost. It was during the ministry of Jesus Christ. Think of this. There is no scripture in the whole Bible that says that the church started on the day of Pentecost. Think about that. There's none. If the church did start on the day of Pentecost, don't you think that God would have put at least one verse in there saying so? But he didn't put a one. But there's many verses that talk about Jesus Christ starting his own church during his own personal ministry. By the way, you know, of course, that there was no church until Jesus. You know that, don't you? The Holy Spirit did not start the church on the day of Pentecost. Jesus said, I will build my church. And that's exactly what he did. And so that church Jesus started during his own personal ministry had everything that was necessary before the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost is not about Jesus starting his church. The day of Pentecost is about Jesus manifesting his power through the church he organized during his own personal ministry. But before we get to that, notice this. There's at least 20 proofs that Jesus Christ started his church before the day of Pentecost. How many? I didn't say one or two. I said there were 20. Wow. Now, we're going to try to get through some of these this morning. But I want you just to think about this, that it's so evident, it's so open that Jesus Christ started his own church before the day of Pentecost. The first point is this, and we've already preached this in four messages, that Jesus Christ called out his disciples before the day of Pentecost. I'm just going to give you these verses. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 through 20. That's when Jesus called Simon Peter and Andrew and some more to follow him. In the book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 21 and 22, Jesus there called James and John. And the book of Matthew chapter 9, verse 9, Jesus called Matthew. Now these people are already saved. He's not calling them to salvation. He's calling them to service in his church and establishing his church before the day of Pentecost. In the book of John, chapter 1, verse 43, Jesus called Philip to follow him. So all of these people, Jesus Christ has called. You know what a church is? A church is a called out assembly. That's the meaning of the word. A called out assembly. And these people were saved by the preaching of John the Baptist. And then John was baptized them. And now, in these verses that we've given to you, Jesus is called those saved, scripturally baptized people to follow him. And he's establishing his church. Notice also, second point, Jesus Christ called his disciples a flock before Pentecost, and the Bible refers to the church as a flock after Pentecost, linking the two together. The church was established before Pentecost. It was called a flock. It's also called a flock after the day of Pentecost. Notice this. Before Pentecost, in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 32, the church is called a little flock. When Jesus said, fear not, little flock, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And then after Pentecost, in Acts chapter 20, verse 28 and 29, the church was called a flock in those verses. The church was also called a little flock before Pentecost in Matthew 26, 31, when Jesus said, all you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. So see, the word the flock appeared there. That's fulfilling a prophecy. The church is already organized before Pentecost. Jesus said so. But after Pentecost, the church is also called a little flock. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2 and verse 3, the instructions to pastors is to feed the flock of God which is among you. So here's another point. This is point number two, that the flock was before Pentecost and after. Get this one, though. This is a marvelous point, that the gospel was preached before Pentecost as well as after. Notice, in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Also in the book of Matthew chapter 10 and verse 7, the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 1 through 17, the gospel was preached. Well, let me ask you, was the gospel preached after Pentecost? Well, of course, that's how you were saved. Well, how do you think folks were saved before? Yes, it was. Their people were saved because of the preaching of the gospel, the Holy Spirit taking those holy words and burdening people with their sins and showing them Jesus Christ. Wow. Point number four. There was Holy Spirit power before the day of Pentecost. Say, what about that? What now? There was Holy Spirit power. What are you talking about? Let me read you this one. The book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and verse 20. Jesus Christ sent 12 apostles. He instructed them to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit when times of trouble came upon them. Notice what he said. That's Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Holy Spirit power before the day of Pentecost. But when they shall deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. The Holy Spirit power was before the day of Pentecost. That's what Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. By the way, there were miracles before the day of Pentecost. Not only miracles performed by Jesus Christ, but there were miracles before Pentecost that was performed by the apostles who were members of the church Jesus organized before the day of Pentecost. Notice point number six. There was baptism prior to Pentecost. I think everybody knows that if you just think about it. Before the day of Pentecost, John the Baptist was a man sent from God who baptized. Not only did John baptize, but the church baptized before the day of Pentecost. John 4, verse 1 and 2. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. In this verse, John 4, verse 1 and 2, the church is already baptizing. Refers back to John chapter 3. The church is already baptizing before Pentecost. Notice point number 7. The Lord's Supper was before the day of Pentecost. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 26, as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. What do you think that is? That's Jesus Christ instituting the ordinance of the Lord's Supper before the day of Pentecost. I want you to be rest assured here. The church did not start on the day of Pentecost. There's no scripture anywhere that says it did. Why is that important? Because Jesus said that he would start his own church. So don't let men say that the church started on the day of Pentecost. Don't let men tell you that the church ever failed. Jesus said the gates of hell would not prevail against his church. So don't let anybody ever tell you that the church failed and was reinstated somewhere. It didn't happen, folks. Jesus Christ started his church during his own personal ministry, and what Jesus said, he's going to keep that church, and Jesus has kept it. I'll tell you something else. Jesus Christ saves souls. You know how long he keeps them saved? He keeps them saved forever. You know why? Because Jesus has eternal life, and that's the kind of life he gives to people that are lost. That's the only kind of life that Jesus has to give, and he keeps his promises, and he keeps them really, really sure. Notice something else, point number 8 here. There was an ordained ministry prior to Pentecost. What do you think about that? There was an ordained ministry. Mark chapter 3 and verse 14. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him and that he might send them forth to preach. Look at what this Bible is telling us here. That the church was organized before the day of Pentecost, and there was an organized, ordained ministry before the day of Pentecost. And Jesus was the one that did it, ordaining these 12 to go out and to preach the gospel. Wow. See, everything was established. Why is all this important? Because Jesus said it. You see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We're going to stop here, and next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, we're going to continue on the same thought, that the church was organized before the day of Pentecost. See, if you're looking for a place to worship, you need to find a church that teaches what the Bible says. Thank you now for listening.